Advertisement. Joshua Wong admits instigating sanctions against Beijing, Hong Kong governments. Jailed activist could face longer term after admitting that he urged foreign firms to avoid investing in mainland China, providing tech to local police. Three men read three men. Three. Listen. Jailed Hong Kong opposition activist Joshua Wong Kaifeng has admitted instigating international sanctions against central and local authorities 6 years ago, such as urging foreign businesses to avoid investment in mainland China and petitioning an Israeli forensic tech firm to terminate its services for the city's police force. The High Court heard on Wednesday that Wong, 29, had conspired with fugitive ex-lawmaker Nathan Law Kwun Chung, 33, and others to garner international support for their resistance campaign aimed at forcing Beijing to repeal the national security law and grant Hong Kongers greater political freedom. Wong pleaded guilty to a count of conspiracy to collude with foreign forces before Mr. Justice William Tam Yu Ho, a former leading prosecutor who oversaw prosecutions of anti-government protesters in the aftermath of the 2019 social unrest. The activist is set to face additional years behind bars, having been sentenced to 4 years and 8 months, imprisonment for conspiring to subvert state power through his participation in an unofficial legislative primary election in July 2020. A prosecution summary said Wong and Law, who were the secretary general and founding chairman of the now-defunct political group Democisto, respectively plotted to seek foreign intervention in Hong Kong affairs as early as 2016 in pursuit of the city's self-determination. Wong visited the United States in November 2016 to drum up support for the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, which would allow the country's president to punish Hong Kong and mainland officials for suppressing basic freedoms in the city. Advertisement. Select voice. Select speed. 1x,